Pittsburgh.
Several years ago, they gave me one of those. All you got to do is drive up here. Just bring some wine. You're responsible for nothing. So I went out and got absolutely plastered the night before on the south side, like closing the night out at Smokin' Joe's, like catching an Uber home going, yeah, I don't have to do anything but get up and eat. And felt terrible. Woke up the next day. He's like, my wife just went into labor. You have to come up and cook for everybody. All this food is sitting here. I'm like, are you kidding me? He's like, no. And I drove up. I barely made it up. I mean, I was in bad, bad shape. And I got there. And once everybody found out that I was cooking all day, they all bailed. All of them bailed. They're like, no, we're not doing that. So I ended up making Thanksgiving dinner that would have fed 15 people.
For nobody.
And I got done at like 9:30 at night. And there was nobody there. I was just there by myself. And by this point, I'd started drinking again. You know, I'm like, I got into all the pain.
Randy Bellman and the DVE Morning
I hated
Show.
My family so much for that. No, they all bailed on me. My dad was like, what are you doing? I'm like, what do you mean, what am I doing? I'm cooking the dinner. He's like, well, your brother, they're in labor. They're in the hospital. I'm like, I know. I had to come cook the food. And he's like, oh, well.
Next man up.
He's like, all right, I'm going to go to some friends. I'll see you later. I'm like,
I'm gonna go to
what are you talking
friends.
About? He's like, well, you're not going to have that food ready in time. I got to eat. You son of a.
Is that your worst Thanksgiving ever?
No, the worst was the first one my dad said he was going to do after my parents got divorced, and he insisted on cooking the turkey, and he got blotto the night before and didn't know how to cook a turkey, and he thought, all right, I'm just going to put it in.
I'm behind here.
I'll put it on 500, and you know it'll cook in two-thirds of time, and it was the
no huddle offense.
It was the Christmas vacation turkey, and it was like it was so bad that we all just laughed. I mean, like, we're like, all right, well. We knew this was going to suck.
But then you're in that dilemma of like, oh, this is funny, but then there's still no food at the end of it.
That's right. Yeah. No, there's actually a worse one than that, but I'm not going to go into it. Val's hanging out here right now. And it's kind of like your day off, but you've been running around nonstop here. You got stuff to do still at work. You're like, yeah, I got to come in.
Yeah, I wanted to come in and work this morning, and you said no.
Because you deserved the day off, number one. It's like nobody goes to work today. It's one of those days that's kind of, it's not
it's
officially
like the last
a holiday.
Day of school.
Yes, but it might as well be, and I wanted you to sleep in.
Well, that's very thoughtful of you.
Yeah.
But I have 4 days to sleep in, so.
We just filled it with guests today, and I figured, you know.
Well, yeah, I had lots of work to do anyway, so I'm like, oh, all these people are waiting for me to do this work. I got to get to work.
Thank you for the donuts, by the way. They were amazing.
Yeah, where are those donuts from again?
Clark's Donuts in Seneca, PA.
Seneca, PA. All right.
The booming metropolis.
Isn't there a casino there, or that's in New York?
That's Seneca, Niagara.
Yeah, that's a different one. But both named after the Indians.
I believe so.
Where's the university?
The Guardians.
Or the college. Sorry.
Seneca College?
Yeah. There's a Seneca College.
No idea.
They got a basketball
Google
team.
Google it right now.
They have a basketball team.
They play Gannon University. I saw Seneca play Gannon many times when I was a kid. I used to go to all the Gannon games.
That's
got to
be
all
in Niagara.
I didn't bet back then. My dad was probably betting.
Betting the unders in that?
No. Not with Tom Chapman as your coach. Gannon, you, and Mike Runsky from, he's a Pittsburgh guy.
Did they run the ball a lot? Because if they didn't, they really missed an opportunity. Your last name is Runsky.
No, well, they were his basketball team.
Oh,
but they were run. They were
that explains it then.
They were running gun though. Hey, here's a look at the weather.
Weather Central 11.
All right, here's the Google Trends that I wanted to give you about Thanksgiving.
Seneca College is in New York, Ontario, Canada.
Okay, there you go. The most Googled turkey cooking technique. What do you think it is?
Dropping it in the garbage can.
How to thaw it, or how long?
How long? I don't know.
Any more? Frying it. Deep frying it.
I would have said deep frying. The answer is smoked turkey.
Smoked turkey.
Now, you had a smoked turkey recently.
I did. Right. I did. It's got a very distinct taste.
Smoked. That's the taste.
Yes. I mean, it just has a smoky taste. Every single bite is that. So if you're not a fan of that, then you won't like that.
By now, people know not to put a frozen turkey in a deep fryer, right?
I would say no.
Because it turns into a turkey cannon.
Otherwise, why would they do that story every year?
Every year.
And they do a visual, you know, they show you how not to do it.
Right. It's like the Halloween story of your kids are going to get weed gummies.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Don't put a frozen turkey in the turkey fryer.
Yeah.
The most roast turkey is the most popular search in the Northeast and Hawaii, and the only state where fried turkey is tops. Well, this makes sense. Louisiana.
I was going to say Florida.
Yeah, you can definitely do like a garbage can turkey. That can happen. It's basically sort of
Didn't we have one at Jono's?
No, we had chicken, not turkey.
Oh, okay.
Wait, no, it was a turkey. Jono made us a turkey out of a garbage can, mm-hmm. and he said he did chicken in mailboxes.
It's got to be a brand new garbage can, though, right?
Well, you have to get the the molding inside. What's that
the
stuff
galvanized?
Called? Yeah, you got to get that all, burn that
you
all
to
off.
Burn it off first,
because you don't want that in your turkey. The most searched pies. All right, obviously pumpkin's number one.
Pecan.
Number two.
Terrific pie.
Very sweet. Got to have milk with that.
I love the crunch.
Apple is three, sweet potato, and last, mud pie.
What is that, like a chocolate pudding?
I make a mean mud pie.
I bet you do.
One can only hope, yeah.
Is there an actual mud pie?
Yeah.
That's something that's...
Isn't it chocolate pie, or
is it?
I don't know.
But that's a non-euphemistically. That's a...
that's what I thought it was, euphemism.
That's a really rich chocolate... You want that after all the turkey and the stuffing?
Well,
and the...
same with pecan. That's so heavy.
Yeah.
Run the real quick. What's the list five again?
Pumpkin, pecan, apple, sweet potato, and mud pie. I'll tell you what my mom does every year that I get psyched for. Cherry pie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is a good
pie. I know
pie.
It's a really summery good. Pie, but she makes it so good.
With ice cream?
Yep.
A little warm? Yeah.
I feel like apple's underrated. It's the most versatile.
Yes.
Anytime.
It really is.
Any
it's like a pizza.
Yeah.
You can serve it many ways. Dutch apple, crumb.
Dutch apple always sounds dirty. As soon as you put Dutch in front of everything, it sounds dirty. Like, you got to
eat this under a blanket.
Guys, I got Dutch apples. I can't play in the turkey bowl. I got Dutch appled last night.
I never liked pumpkin pie, so I always made lemon meringue.
Lemon meringue's a good
that's
one.
That's good.
I had lemon meringue pie last week for the first time in years.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I had an Eaton Park lemon meringue
pie. Oh, that's got to be
And it
be
was
good.
Awesome.
You when you go to a diner and it's got a 5-inch meringue on it?
Yeah, I was never into the meringue. That was the part that threw me off.
Really?
Yeah.
You ever been to Meringue State Park?
Yeah. It's hard to walk there.
It's sticky.
Yeah. Dog always gets...
You don't like those little sugar pools in the meringue?
No.
Oh, I love that.
I don't like that. I want 6 inches of meringue, and I want the lemon part to be generating its own light, glowing like a lava lamp.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, booze-wise, what is the most searched Thanksgiving drink, do you think?
Wow.
Like a cocktail?
Yeah.
Old-fashioned.
Hot toddy.
Moscow Mule.
Moscow Mule, that's kind of summery.
Is it?
Old fashioned is a... That
martini?
Is a, you ain't messing around. No. Sangria is first.
Now that's summery to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't seem to fit.
Apple cider?
Ugh. Oh, apple cider and rum. Oh, you know what is really good?
Huh.
An apple cider mimosa.
Coming from the apple queen.
Yeah, she is the apple
that
queen.
That is yummy.
We can't trust it because you have Big Apple behind you, so we know that everything you say is being informed.
Yeah, the apple cider mimosa.
By your Big Apple influence.
Can't go wrong.
Oh, yeah, that
Franklin,
sounds good.
Apple queen. Punch is the last one. Never had punch. Never. I mean, not at Thanksgiving, you know. We weren't a big punch family.
We got the punch bowl out every year on Christmas Eve.
And made punch?
Yeah, because we would go to church, and my brother Kevin's birthday is Christmas Eve. So we would have, my mom would make those little triangle finger sandwiches.
Oh, dude.
And so the good. Punch bowl, and that was my job, hang the rings on the punch bowl. And that was the only time the punch bowl saw the light of day.
And you take the cup off of the side, and then you just dip it in there?
Yeah.
Those always got
classy.
Sticky.
Classy.
A lot of people skipped the big Thanksgiving last year, so more people than usual are getting ready to meet the parents. The top what to wear searches include what to wear to dinner with my boyfriend's family and what to wear to dinner with my girlfriend's family. Here's my only advice to anybody who's doing the meet the parents over a huge holiday like Thanksgiving.
Don't do it.
If it's the first time you're hanging out, boy, that's a tough
that's
one.
Pressure.
That's a tough first one.
It's a tough one, and the best thing to do
like opening is at Buffalo.
Pretend
it's a tough game to start with.
Just pretend you forgot how to talk. Just don't go in and be like, oh, Thanksgiving, this is all, everything is perfect, and we don't do it any differently than this.
Smile, nod.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretend.
You will answer questions and, for the love of God, not offer stories.
No, right. Yeah,
no, I'm here to listen.
Mm-hmm. A lot of nod your head.
Probably keep the alcohol to your family. Bare minimum, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Compliments.
He said having never taken that advice himself, but
well, you really have
wanting
to take
others
the temperature
to learn from my mistakes
of the room. If nobody's drinking, you can't be the only one. And if everybody's drinking, you can't be the only one not.
Got to stay behind whoever's leading the pack, though. You cannot get above and beyond that.
Yeah, you're not the pacer.
Yeah. Oh, I would go for last. I mean, you know, you should be the soberest person in the room at that
point. You don't want to be the story at the next Thanksgiving.
That's right, because you'll be a one and done. They'll be like, remember that jackass that Lucy brought to dinner last year? And everyone will be like, ah.
Conversely, if you think it's not going well, it's a perfect place to blow it all up.
That is true.
Get hammered.
Yeah, right. If you're going to be the story, be a big
Let's
story.
Let's talk about politics and religion.
Exactly.
Who's up first?
Yeah. Anybody got any January 6th plans? Huh? Anniversary. Who's with me? Oh, you guys are into that? Okay. I'm transgender.
Guys, let's lighten
Who does
the
that
mood.
Piss off?
Let's talk about abortion. All right.
That's a good one. Yeah, staying away from political talk is always an important thing. So you should come up with some conversation starters to get people talking about other things.
These days, that's just about everything.
Mm-hmm.
You just ask, do you like rainbows?
I know, it's so tough.
I do.
Puppies, Tom Hanks.
Are you a bird fan?
You know, only 9 states are Googling Thanksgiving parade. Did you guys ever go to the parade, a Thanksgiving parade?
We didn't have a Thanksgiving parade.
In Franklin?
No. Who has a Thanksgiving parade?
I mean, Macy's. That's about it.
I know, but I mean, like.
But that's a good one to watch with the kids.
Normal communities.
Oh, it turns out it was the Apple Queen's job to organize and lead the parade.
Way to go, Val. Killed that tradition. Thanksgiving football, of course, very big. And I'm going to talk to Sean Patton about this a little bit. The Turkey Bowl. I don't know. Did your brothers ever do a Turkey Bowl? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
We had some, there was one year there was a broken collarbone, you know, and that can really put a damper on the holiday where it's like, oh, yeah. Who's going to go to the hospital with him? Son
yeah,
of
that's
a.
That's tough.
Oh, this is going to take all day.
We used to go down to my grandfather's brother's house, and he had a farm in Damascus, Maryland, a literal farm with, you know, cows and horses and
a working farm
and all this stuff. And so we would just go out in this field where the grass hadn't been cut for a year and throw a ball around, but the ball might end up in a cow pie. So it's just like,
yeah,
it was just really you're throwing the ball around.
Yeah.
You know? No real games.
Sean Patton, we've been telling you about the show he has coming up Monday night at Club Cafe. A great comic coming to Pittsburgh. Make sure to get your tickets. ClubCafeLive.com. Sean's joining us right now. What's up, Sean? How are you?
I'm awake, that's for sure.
Sorry to wake you up so early.
Oh, no, I was actually was awake.
Oh, you were literally awake.
Yeah, watched been watching Succession and having nightmares about the state of politics in our country, even though I'm not a political comedian, so I don't want to start it off that way.
No, I know that you're not. Well, I watched the last episode of Succession, and I was like, I don't know if I'm going to like this show anymore watching this new character because it's terrifying.
Oh, buddy. No spoilers, but yeah, it's a little... nail on the head, shows.
Now, Sean, you are from my all-time favorite city that isn't Pittsburgh, in New Orleans, and I spend more time in New Orleans than any other place but Pittsburgh. And I'm wondering, what was New Orleans Thanksgiving like growing up?
Oh man, it was a mess. Because you know what? It wasn't so much Thanksgiving. It's the night before Thanksgiving. So like now, tonight.
Oh yeah.
The night before Thanksgiving in New Orleans was just historically like everybody goes out and get trashed. And I don't just mean like 20-somethings. You'd see people in their 60s, grandmas, and people just getting hammered. And then Thanksgiving dinner could have basically been anything. But luckily, it could have been Cheetos. But luckily, it was, you know, New Orleans. So it was deep-fried turkey. It was turducken. You know, it was madness. Just anything. Anything we could deep-fry. Anything we could, you know, stir. Anything. It was, but it was delicious. It's so weird coming from a food city like New Orleans because the bar is set so high at such a young age.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what's Pittsburgh? I don't even know. I've only been to Pittsburgh a few times. Loved it, seriously. Been to Club Cafe once. Loved it. But what's Pittsburgh food? I don't even know.
Well, you know what, man? We're like an Eastern European influenced city. So if you want to get to the like the real comfort food of Pittsburgh, you go for pierogies. The pierogies, kielbasa, and things like that.
Bro, you're talking. I think I am a pierogi. I'm definitely built like a pierogi. That's for sure.
Now, the other thing, you were talking about everyone getting hammered. I miss that feeling so much of being in college when you call all of your friends like, dude, I'm going to be back in town. And you would go and just get completely lit up, no ramifications, body heals immediately, feel great the next day, do it all over again 4 or 5 nights in a row.
That's over.
Yeah, as comedians, we all think we can still do that. You know, it doesn't, your body's not, you know, when you're talking about the years when your body's like rubber.
Yeah.
Now it's more just like, you know, old Tupperware that's been through the dishwasher too many times. It hurts.
Did you guys ever do the turkey bowl? We were just talking about the turkey bowl.
Man, I remember the turkey bowl, but I feel like it was always like, wait, is that where the turkeys play each other?
That's where you and your like relatives and friends decide you're going to play an organized football game Thanksgiving morning, and it invariably ends in a massive injury.
Oh, no, we just swore at each other. It's an awful thing. So there was definitely offense and defense, but it was all verbal. Yeah. It was definitely that, you know?
Were you guys, was that like the tone at the Thanksgiving table, though? Was there actually spark? Because I came from a family that there'd be a lot of yelling and arguing at times. And, you know, and other times it would be everyone's on the same team on things, but nobody was shy about disagreeing.
Well, I mean, I'm like coming up. So, like, New Orleans is in the South, but it's a different, you know, it's different than the rest.
It's European. It's Caribbean. It's everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, like, my father, like, on my dad's side, I'm just pure Scottish-Irish, you know, just, a mutt from that side. Mm-hmm. And then on my mother's side, I'm pure Cajun. So it's, you know, a different, like, we're both, it's like 2 or 3 or 4, actually, that's why 8 cultures all together. And it's a verbal wear your emotions on your sleeve and take your shirt off as much as possible type relationship. You know what I mean? Like we would shout. We still do. We still shout and get just angry, but it's all love.
Yeah.
Yes. There's a couple of F-bombs in there.
Sure.
Yes. Yeah. We remind each other. Yes. Yes. My sister will remind me that I was a bedwetter till I was in my early 20s. Yes.
Early 20s.
But you know, and that's her being nice. It was almost 30. But the truth is,
you know? She's holding back. She's your
sister. Yeah, because she's holding back because she loves me.
See, that's like how my family was. And I felt like there was times where I'd be in relationships and people wouldn't understand that. I'm not mad. This is just how we talk.
Oh, man. My girlfriend's from, she's from California. And there's something about people raised specifically in Southern California where they are like, they're like computer programs. They're just like, I am feeling this way. I do not like it.
Right.
I would like you to know that I do not appreciate what you said. Oh, that is, and it goes the other way when they're happy with things sometimes. It's like, oh, that is very nice of you. What a wonderful thing for you to do. Thank you. And you're like, that's it. Whereas like, I'm used to mad, just, you know, tears, whether it's mad or happy.
Yeah.
Shouting no matter what. Definitely swearing. Sometimes physical, not violence, but definitely, you know what I mean?
Like, bordering on violence. Threatening right. violence,
I've been,
yes.
Right, I've been tackled by family members out of love and hate. You know?
Oh, I mean, yeah, the remote control wars in my house when you were a kid were brutal.
I don't even know. Like, you know that little Apple TV remote? Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm in the streets of Chicago right now. I was doing shows. Last night at Talia Hall with Kyle Kinane.
Oh, cool. And, I saw those are sold out, right?
Yeah, I mean, we did them the last two nights.
So
Kyle Kinane, last night had a special guest drop in, Bobcat Goldthwait. Really crazy to see.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah, awesome. So funny. Just so, still so funny.
But, I love that new movie that he has out, the Joyride documentary with him and Dana Gould. It's great.
Yes, that guy's just, you talk about being able to bounce back. You know,
yeah, oh, he's had two different lives, like three or four different lives in show business. And we had him on the show not long ago, and he hung out for an hour, and he's just the coolest guy.
And I love that he still goes by Bobcat.
Yes.
You're
going to make your way from Chicago to Pittsburgh for the show Monday night at Club Cafe. People can get their tickets at clubcafelive.com. Are you flying or driving?
We're flying in. Yeah, flying in from Chicago. We're going to stick around here and do that, sort of like a hobo Thanksgiving.
I'm not
even sure what we're doing. And then, we're going to doing some shows in Des Moines and then, heading that way. So I'm looking forward to it. Pittsburgh is a city I have not spent enough time in. So I'm looking forward to getting into it, before it gets too crazy.
Yeah, no, it'll be post-holiday. It'll be fine. Come on in. There's no Steelers game that weekend. Hang out on the strip, get some pierogies, get some kielbasa, do yourself a permanis before you go. Just, enjoy yourself and then come back more often.
That's funny you say kielbasa, because earlier I said I am built like a pierogi, but I think I look like a kielbasa. I think I'm 6'4", 180 pounds. Nope. Not at all.
Just a pillow of pasta and potatoes. Sean Patton,
exactly.
Monday night at Club Cafe. It was good catching up with you, man. We'll see you Monday night at Club Cafe.
All right. Thank you all. See
okay.
you then.
See you, man.
Sean Patton, clubcafelive.com. Mark Madden at 9:45. When we come back from the commercial break, Mike Pursuta getting you ready for Steelers Bank.
DVE Sports.
Mike Pursuta now with your sports on the DVE Morning Show. Mike.
Sports is brought to you by your neighborhood Ford store. Let's hit Mike Tomlin's opening statement from his weekly media briefing yesterday one more time, because was not what you typically hear from the head coach of the Steelers.
This is a big week for us, and I think that's one of the approaches that we're going to take this week. We're not going to play it cool and pretend like it's not, or downplay it, man. This is significant AFC North football for us. Very similar to the circumstances that we were in a couple of weeks ago when we were readying ourselves to go to Cleveland. These games are big. You're not going to backdoor your way into the single elimination tournament. You're not going to backdoor your way into division significance. You got to go on the road and win games in this division. And that's just the reality of it. The sugar on top is obviously earlier in the season they were able to come in to our place and win. So it's a big game for us. It's a big game for them. There's positioning relative to it. And so we're not going to play it cool. We're not going to pretend like it's not.
Wow, not going to play it cool. No reason to, because Paul Brown Stadium on Sunday is the Alamo for the Steelers. They don't mathematically have to win this game, but in every other perception, they got to win this game. And speaking of coaches who were uncharacteristically candid, I give you Zach Taylor of the Bengals' halftime interview during last Sunday's 32-13 win at Vegas over the Raiders. It was a one-score game at halftime. The Bengals had run the ball 16 times for 55 yards, and the head coach, Zach Taylor, tells CBS sideline reporter Evan Washburn, "We're going to keep running the ball, and that dam is going to break." Meaning the Raiders' defense. They ran it 22 times for 104 yards in the second half. They ended up 38 carries for 159 and two rushing touchdowns and blew the Raiders out. You can do that when you have Joe Mixon, 30 carries, 123 and two scores, 97 of his yards after halftime. Here's how hard this guy runs. They hit him off tackle in the third quarter and it popped open.
Mm-hmm.
And about 8 yards downfield, wide receiver Jamar Chase is trying to block a defensive back. And right as Mixon's approaching, the D-back gets a little push on Chase. So Mixon put his shoulder down and ran over Jamar Chase. Knocked him flying, his teammate. "Hey, you're in my way, pal."
"Sorry.
I don't like people in my way." This guy is physical, decisive. He can accelerate. And oh, by the way, they like to use number 75 as eligible offensive tackle Isaiah Price in short yardage. At least they did that against the Raiders. You'll probably see that Sunday against the Steelers. Zach Taylor likes to color outside the lines on occasion. On a Joe Mixon 11-yard touchdown run, they actually lined up a receiver, Stanley Morgan, who's 6'2", 205. They lined him up in the slot. They motioned the receiver on the other side of the formation from right to left. And then at the snap, Morgan pulls, not a lineman, Morgan pulls and leads Mixon, and he ends up going in the end zone. They didn't tip the run, but they still had a lead blocker. They also ran a fake flea flicker. I'd never seen this before. Carson Palmer hands it to Joe Mixon. He heads into the hole, stops, turns, and fakes the lateral back to the quarterback, and then kept running. It gained 8 yards. It would have gained a whole lot more if Mixon didn't slip and fall down. These guys are formidable. Their kicker, fifth-round rookie out of Florida, Evan McPherson, he made 3 field goals of longer than 50 yards against the Raiders. His 4th field goal was from 47 yards away. And last but not least, quarterback Joe Burrow is a lot more mobile than what we saw in September. They pointed out on the broadcast of the Raiders game that that game was being played a day after the one-year anniversary of his injury last year. Got hurt against the Steelers, if I'm remembering right. Did he not?
I don't think so.
No.
Or did he not play?
He didn't play the second game.
Anyway, he's more than a year removed. Now, he's not going to run like Justin Herbert in terms of getting down the field, but the first third down of the game for the Bengals, he dropped back. It was 3rd and 5, and he saw a hole, and he ran 6 yards and then slid down, just moved the chains. He spun out of a sack one time, picked up 4 yards, got himself out of bounds. He's not necessarily looking to pop a big play, but he's managing the chains with his legs. He's rolling out more. He just looks bouncier, if that is a term. He's more nimble than we saw in September. He's starting to look like Joe Burrow again. That is not good news. This one's going to leave a mark.
Yeah, it is.
And I see why Mike Tomlin is rallying the troops with this. We better win if we want to get to the single elimination tournament stuff, because they're going to need everything they got. Paul Brown Stadium's the Alamo.
That wide receiving core is going to keep you out of the box, and then they're going to run the rock at you with Mixon.
Tomlin, by the way, talked about a level of anticipation for the returns of Minkah Fitzpatrick, T.J. Watt, Joe Hayden, and Isaiah Loudermilk. Good. They need them.
Oh, they need everybody.
Mark Madden will be joining us in just a little bit here on the DBE Morning Show. This Thanksgiving, FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge, is thankful for you. That's why they're giving all customers up to a $100 bonus on same-game parlays. Feast on the NFL all weekend long and turn little bets into big paydays with same-game parlays. Look, I don't know what's going on with the Bears right now. Are they going to fire their coach?
I don't think the Bears know what's going on.
They got Andy Dalton, the quarterback, this weekend. The Lions are due. I wouldn't even touch that game.
So were the Washington Generals.
Yes. I wouldn't touch that game.
Krusty told us that.
Yeah, but, you know, the Bills and the Saints, I like that game to go over. I'd take Josh Allen passing yards over. And I also might think about doing a special team parlay on there. Do a special team or defensive or special team score. And watch the odds go through the roof, Mike. Telling you right now. Put $10 down. All of a sudden, you're coming back at plus
$7,000.
Yeah, I'm rich because of a defensive score. Someone's going to
score. Just bet Ohio State Saturday.
All right. Well, you can do that too. Log on to FanDuel Sportsbook app. Unlock your same game parlay bonus today. Plus, if it's your first time betting with FanDuel, you can also enjoy a risk-free bet up to $1,000 when you sign up with promo code Randy. That's promo code Randy. Exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. 21 or older, present in Pennsylvania. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max bonus $100. Plus 400 odds or longer wager required. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We love.
Oh yes, the theme from the last waltz, kicking off our last segment before Thanksgiving. And joining us from our brother station 105.9 The X, brought to you this morning by PA One Call, Bet Rivers, it's Mark Madden. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Mark, every year you give a turkey to a single mother.
No, I don't anymore because I don't get that turkey because it's a sponsorship that no longer exists.
Oh, so you only give the turkey away when you got it for free.
Yeah, that kind of takes the shine off it, but yes.
I didn't realize that. I thought this was like something you did every year no matter what. Okay.
No, I did it because it was convenient and a nice thing to do, but I don't have the turkey dropped in my lap now every year, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I can. Yeah, that's problematic. What are you going to do?
It makes me seem like a really bad person, but you know, I'm just that. You know, I'm a really bad person.
No good deed goes unpunished. Here you are helping out single mothers all those years, and then you know, now just because you won't go and buy them a turkey, it seems like you're a bad person.
Yeah, the more you say it, it sure does.
Not my intent. We'll move on.
No, not you.
What do you have planned for Thanksgiving?
Well, I ordered from Boston Market in advance, but I decided I didn't trust them after last year's well-publicized fiasco.
Refresh our memory on that.
Well, they took too many orders, and there were literally like 1,000 people at the location at Green Tree, and most people, including me, didn't get it. So no offense to them, but I canceled, and I got the Giant Eagle Heat and Serve stuff, which is excellent, actually.
Yes, definitely. I agree. We're big fans of the Gobblerito as an alternate form of turkey.
I went to 2 Mad Mexes last night. They were too crowded. I couldn't get a seat for like an hour, so I just I got a Pilgrim at Get-Go.
What's a Pilgrim?
It's a sandwich, right?
That's the Thanksgiving sandwich. It's Thanksgiving dinner on a bun. You don't know what the Pilgrim is. What kind of Philistine are you?
I didn't know either.
Oh, yeah.
You know what else
what
I don't know?
What kind of Philistine are you?
Mark, you know what else I don't know?
What's that?
Whether to bet the Penguins -200 or minus a goal and a half tonight. What do you got?
I haven't thought about it at all, to tell you the truth. I consider the pre-Thanksgiving game the night before to have too much sanctity to sully it by betting. I love the game the night before Thanksgiving. Like, you know, kids are home from college. The crowd's usually more enthusiastic. Hopefully they'll get a sellout. It just has a big event feel to it, and even more so with having won 3 straight games.
I can't imagine this doesn't sell out. I would have thought it already is sold out.
Yeah, I would hope so. You know, I was told by somebody they were last in the league in attendance, and I did an hour of my show on it. Turns out they're actually doing better than I thought. So, but, you know, it's not the first time I've had a fact wrong on my show, just maybe one of the first times unintentionally so.
Well, you know, Joe Bartnick had an interesting discussion about this on his podcast about, you know, attendance is down across the league, and, you know, the pandemic certainly plays a part in that, but might it not just be it's so damn expensive?
Price. Well, it wasn't expensive, you know, for 633 sellouts in a row.
Right. But when...
I think the pandemic has something to do with it. I think the perception that this team isn't a cup favorite has something to do with it, too. And, you know, God forbid they shouldn't be at the front of the line to win a Stanley Cup. I had season tickets from 1970 through 79 when that was just an absolute pipe dream. But we were actually fans of the team and not front-running jerk-offs, so we went anyway.
Yeah, I will say some of my most fun experiences, I was a season ticket holder from, I think, 2002 to 2018. About that. And my fondest memories might have come from the X-Generation teams, which were terrible.
See, I'd have thought your fondest memory would have been getting on that private plane and going to Detroit and watching them win the cup.
Yeah, I hit the lottery. That was not that was not a typical experience.
What a private plane!
A buddy of mine won one in an auction at a charity event and used it to go to Game 7 in Detroit.
Oh, God, the Penguins are second banana to the Steelers with you in every way. You get the cup in your studio, you get the private plane. I had to drive to Detroit.
Yeah, I had a better time. So
you might not have. I mean, I was on the ice with Mario in the Stanley Cup. I'll take that with me to my grave.
Yeah, so was I. It was awesome.
The cup? They're going to let you take it finally.
Well, you know, maybe someday.
All right, so back to the Steelers. Coach Tomlin sounding the alarm seemingly yesterday. At least that's how we've been looking at it this morning. Very rarely do you hear him not just say nameless gray faces. This is just the next game. We think they're all important. He made a point of saying, you don't want to lose this game. You lose this game, you could probably say goodbye to the playoffs for the Steelers. Does that give you some concerns? Because I start to think, well, he doesn't think this team's ready.
I got to be honest. I think everything he says at his news conference is horse manure, just authentic Tomlin gibberish, and I don't pay attention at all. I took nothing like that away from what he said. The only thing he said that to me was a bit interesting was he kind of put the blame on his coaches for, I don't know, not blitzing more. There were a few things he picked on, but doesn't that trickle down from him? I mean, in one moment he's saying, I make the decisions. I tell what's going to happen, and then, you know, well, the coaches should have, you know, I mean, I can't listen to the guy.
So you're not a fan?
No, I'm not anti. I just think his sell-by date has long since come and gone, and I think he'd be a good coach somewhere else, but I don't think he's a good coach here anymore. I just don't. I'm sorry. I think the evidence points to that.
Aaron Rodgers, the Wall Street Journal, is reporting that his toe injury is not turf toe. It's COVID toe. It's a condition of having COVID.
It's COVID.
It's COVID, as Bill says, yes. It's a long, painful, lingering, long haul of after effect of having COVID.
That's from COVID? I thought that was a joke.
No, it is actually from COVID. It's a painful injury that a lot of people are having. Your immune system.
The only thing I can add to that is... Good. That's that buffoon getting exactly what he deserves.
Well, I was going to ask you, because it can cause your toes to have lesions and turn them purple. And
well, I don't wish that on them.
No. Well, they're very, very, it's very, very painful condition.
I'm sorry. That's great. That's an hour on my show today, assuming it's true.
Do you think, well, it's in the Wall Street Journal, which is not exactly a, left-leaning rag.
I'll go with it anyway.
Well, do you think that might inspire other people to reconsider in the NFL? Like, you know what? I'll take the vaccine. I don't know if Joe Rogan has a cure for my toe.
You see, I mean, this is too good. And now rethinking, I hope his toes do turn purple and get lesions, because he's an absolute buffoon. If he wasn't a great quarterback, he would be thought of as one of the biggest idiots in the world. He is the Kelso of football.
It's that 70s reference?
Yes. And if you want a succession reference, he's Greg.
Oh, I like that. Oh, Greg. I like Greg, but I think Tom has become my favorite in Succession in terms of like characters.
Oh, like not to have a spoiler out there, but how about the line from Tom to Kendall at the end about, "I've seen you get effed all the time. I've never seen Logan get effed."
Yes. Yeah.
That summed up every episode from episode one till now in one line.
Yeah, and, I guess... I
like that show. I like none of those people.
Yeah, it's weird. There are very few shows that I'm able to watch where it's like, I wouldn't even say they're anti-heroes. I mean, you think they're all despicable. You root for bad things to happen to all of them.
Well, wasn't that a trend started by Sopranos, Breaking Bad, and Oz?
See, like, the anti-hero thing applies to Tony Soprano. But they... Don't you think, like, Tony Soprano, you rooted for him?
No.
I did.
No.
I wanted
Aaron Rodgers would have fit right in on any of those shows.
I wanted him to get away with everything.
I rooted for him early, and then I stopped.
If Aaron Rodgers would have been on The Sopranos talking about his toe, Tony would have stomped on it.
All right. Well, so you'll have that to at least bat around a little bit today. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. I hope you have a blast tonight at the game.
If I can tell a bit of a Thanksgiving story, I get calls from people this time of year. And by the way, I do go to like friends' houses for Christmas and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I stay home for Thanksgiving because I feel closer to my late family being alone than I would going to somebody else's family and pretending. So I just tell people, like, I had somebody say, "I'm coming to your house and getting you." And I go, "If you knock on my door, I'll call the police. Just leave me the frig alone, all right?"
Well, that's a pleasant thought.
No. Well, do you want me to lie?
No, you could just appreciate the sentiment behind the person who said that.
Believe me, I did appreciate the first 7 times they said it.
Well, it's because people are concerned about you.
Everyone... I was being issued an ultimatum.
Oh, well, all right. It sounds like you need to have a different kind of talk with this person. Boundaries.
Oh, no, that's part of the fun.
Mark Madden is on this afternoon. Make sure to listen to him in anticipation of tonight's game. I'm sure. What time do you get kicked off for the pregame?
I'm just till 6. I'm on 3 till 6.
Okay, I didn't know if they started at 5.
We do a pregame to the pregame from 5:30 till 6. Okay. You know what actually is kind of ironic?
What's up?
COVID got Aaron Rodgers' toe, but diabetes didn't get mine, for all those out there predicting that.
I didn't know there was a Mark Madden bingo card.
That's always a big thing on Twitter. You're going to get diabetes, fat boy. Aaron Rodgers, take that, toeless.
Mark, have a happy, healthy holiday. We'll talk to you next week.
And to everybody there, thank you.
See you, buddy. That's it. We're gone. Thanks to Sean Collier. Sean, have a great holiday. Are you eating with Gene and Jer? What's going on?
We'll be with Mary Beth's parents tomorrow, but back with the inimitable Gene Collier starting on Friday. I want to amend my retro pick of the week. Turns out, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, Oaks Theater tonight.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
It's only one. Plenty of Christmas movies. Only one Thanksgiving.
Dan Hopper had the funniest tweet about that yesterday. He's like, the whole movie, you're laughing. He's like, 95% of the movie, you're laughing at what a klutz this guy is and what a just a hapless jerk he is. And then at the end of the movie, you're like, you've been laughing at a guy whose wife died.
And is like, homeless.
Yes.
You sick son of
you
a bitch.
Sick son of a.
I'm still envisioning having a holiday dinner with Gene Collier. You know, this probably this ornate spread and the great food, and everybody's really enjoying it. And Gene, what do you think of the meal? It's good.
Exactly. Precisely.
It's good.
No, it's good. I like it.
It's good. Yeah. No, it's really good.
Take a nice nap. Put your hand in between two pillows. Those aren't pillows.
Got to watch The Last Waltz. That's the Thanksgiving rock concert to watch. And you got to watch Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Eh, you don't got to.
You gotta.
You gotta.
It's a little overrated.
Ah, are you kidding me?
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
I'm not.
One of my favorite films of all time.
It's a little. Well, watch Gone with the Wind. You'll change your tune, Pally.
I hear that one's a little long.
The scene
seems like a commitment.
Where Steve Martin starts dropping the F-bombs in front of Edie, what's her name? And, you know.
Yeah, at the airport.
At the airport.
The car rental place.
So great.
I want a car.
F-ing car.
With four F-ing doors.
That seems pretty good.
She goes, uh-oh, what? Your F.
It's great.
I've seen it a few times. It's not one of those ones that I crave. Or if I stumble into it, I'll watch it.
Do you have a Thanksgiving movie?
Not really.
Tell you what, there's one called Home for the Holidays, which is.
Oh, it's outstanding.
Is that filmed here?
Holly Hunter and the fat guy.
Charles Durning.
Yes.
It's Charles Durning, Holly Hunter, Robert Downey Jr.
It's really good.
Dylan, what the hell's his name? That
McDermott.
Was
McDermott.
McDermott.
Dermot Mulroney.
And the mom is Anne Bancroft.
Yeah, it's really good.
Mm. It's okay. It was filmed in Baltimore, but Rusted Root is in the movie soundtrack. Rusted Root recorded a version of Evil Ways.
There's some holiday movie like that they filmed in Pittsburgh.
Well, there was the Christmas one that Kristen Stewart filmed here last year.
No.
Striking Distance.
This is an older one.
Is Striking Distance a Christmas movie?
Thanksgiving movie.
Yeah.
No. Don't they show A Christmas Story like marathon on Thanksgiving Day all day?
Well, they do like leading TBS. Like I think Christmas Eve for sure.
Isn't it James Bond?
Is there a go-to Thanksgiving movie?
I mean, it's
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Really?
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it has the kind of panache of a Christmas Carol
opinion.
Or something.
Yeah, that's fine. It does. You don't get to make the rules on this one, Mike. It's
well, I do in my house.
Well, that's fine. It still exists as a Thanksgiving movie.
I may watch the damn Bills and the Saints. What do you think of that?
That's a terrible movie.
Or just go to Die Hard. Start now. That's the season.
Have a great day. Michelle's got the electric lunch coming up next at noon. Go see The Common Heart Friday night. Pardon me. Very much looking forward to that. That's it, Mr. Smalls. And thanks to those guys and everyone at the church recording studio for allowing us to come up there. They just finished a three-day residency here on the TV morning show, getting you set for Friday night's big return to the stage.
You got to go see them at Smalls. It's the energy in that place is phenomenal. Their band is one that you just really can't appreciate unless you see them live.
Yes.
To see all the pieces, I guarantee they will be your favorite band after the show.
Go dance the turkey off. And also, thanks to Sean Patton. He's going to be at Club Cafe Monday night. And thanks to Susan Copen for joining us this morning. Anybody else I forgot, Sean or Joe?
Meryl.
Dang!
Meryl, dang!
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 He's got to kill a turkey today.
Did you hear him?
I didn't.
He doesn't have a turkey yet.
With a bow.
He's going out.
Wait, he hasn't got one hunting yet or doesn't have one for the day?
No, he wants a fresh one, so he's going out today. And if he don't get one, today or tomorrow morning... He ain't eating turkey.
He's got to go to the supermarket and put a bow and arrow through a can of Spam.
A frozen one.
Yeah, see Meryl in fatigues, army crawling in a giant eagle.
And then he just goes, Spam! have a great weekend. Happy Thanksgiving. See ya.
You stay classy, Pittsburgh. Touch your face.
Pittsburgh all day, baby.
For now, you guys call me Ronald.
Would you not eat my pants?
Ronald.
You always say, at the end of the ride.
You better pick him up and put him down, motherfucker.